In this episode of The Voices of the Gig Economy, I talk to Etsy seller Genesis Gomez about her experiences on the gig platform and how COVID-19 has impacted her business.
My name is Genesis Gomez, and I've been selling through Etsy since around 2014, 2015.
What made you decide to get on Etsy?
Growing up, I've always liked making things, and I would have a lot of people come up to me and they'd ask, like, how can they purchase the stuff that they see me making or the stuff that they see me posting online? And Etsy is one of the easiest ways that I could have someone could message me and say, like, oh, I'd like it in this color, can you do this? And it's the way it's set up, it's definitely a lot easier now than what it used to be when I first started, but they could put in, like, there's a little comment section, they could send that to me and I could alter it to fit their needs. So that's kind of like what I liked about it. And then they could also like leave a review and upload their own photos. And it also shows on your shop how many sales you've made. So that's also nice when trying to get other people that I may not know in person that want to purchase.
Do you think that the rating system helps on the platform?
Yes, I think it does. I know when I'm making an Etsy purchase that I check and see like what comments other people have left, especially when it comes to quality, because I have made, this is where it becomes a bit difficult, because I have made purchases through Etsy and I get something and I don't like the quality of it, because it is like people making stuff at home. But then, for example, I just bought a pair of earrings and they didn't put the resin over the entire earring. Like, it's a little, it's a little details that make a difference. But because I know it's like a small shop, so I'm probably working from home, I'm not going to leave a bad review.
Yeah.
But it's so like the only reviews you see are people that do enjoy the product, because it is a nice product, but the quality isn't what I wanted. And I'm not going to leave that comment on their page.
So do you think that you're easier when it comes to like homemade Etsy shops than you are when it comes to these big brands?
Definitely. Because if it's a big brand and I get that, I would return it. Or it also depends on the price. Because if it's something, let's say, like, I get earrings from Forever 21, and there's, like, a scratch on the earrings, I'm like, oh, I only paid $8 for it. Like, I got what I paid for. But then with smaller businesses, you do pay a bit more. So, like, I would pay $20 for a pair of earrings, and I would expect the quality to be better, because it's usually, like, other people, like, people that support small businesses, that's where, like, you invest all your money, and you expect a quality product.
Yeah. When you started Etsy, was it just as a side gig, or were you planning on it to become like a full-time thing for you?
It was definitely as a side thing for while I was going through college. I started while I was still in high school. Mm-hmm. It was my senior year of high school I started doing it. So it was just something on the side to do while I was interning. And I kind of took what I learned from my internships in high school and throughout college to make product to put on my Etsy and kind of apply the skills that I learned in school. So it's a good way to test what I'm learning and just keep it in practice. Especially because I studied business management and merchandising, so being able to apply that skill, yeah, it worked hand in hand.
What exactly is it again that you have on your shop?
So before I used to sell t-shirts that I would print, or I would crochet like hats, scarves, and other little accessories. Now, so I had one Etsy shop, and that was the one that I started back in 2014, 2015. And now, like with COVID, things kind of changed. People aren't buying the same product or not buying as much. So I kind of wanted to do a rebranding. And on my art account on Instagram, that's where I kind of like took down all my old art. I'm like, let's try and do something a bit different over this past year. And then recently I started crocheting these little characters from Among Us. And I put that on my page and people were like, oh wow, that's so cool, can I buy it? So again, like what happened back in 2014, I'm doing now. It's like, oh, this isn't what I used to sell, so let me make a new page, try and do something different, get the nice photos, and I put that up on the shop. So I have like crocheted Among Us characters, and then I did like crochet pumpkin. So just trying to see like what's trending now and what people might enjoy, because again, like people aren't going out. So I'm not going to try and make too many hats and scarves. Like, it is nice, mm-hmm, to have just one, but I'm definitely going to try and focus more on products that people could use in the house, or keep around in the house, more to like video games.
Yeah.
And then just giving into that new interest.
Among Us is very popular.
What I'm trying to do.
So do you, would you say that Etsy is a competitive platform?
It is. There's a lot of people that sell the same product, especially when it comes to products like stickers or postcards and drawings. I feel like that's a lot of artists, that's the first thing they start selling is are like stickers and then little postcards. And because so many, Etsy is very easy to set up a shop. It's about like 20 cents to put up a listing. You have a ton of different photos. You have a video of your work. And then you could also add tags. So they help a lot with marketing. But then because it's so easy, so many people go on there with very similar products. So you just have to be smart with your tags and the photos that you're posting. And then again, it goes back to reviews and being able to see how many sales a person has, that you could kind of estimate like what kind of person this is. But then there's also a lot of now, like people go on YouTube first and they kind of build a platform on YouTube. And then once their art is known on YouTube, they move to Etsy and then they end up getting thousands of sales.
Oh yeah, I've realized that people do use other platforms to kind of boost their Etsy shops. Like on TikTok, mm-hmm. I see a lot of like people posting their shops and be like, hey, I have an Etsy. And then they go viral and then their like business is booming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
That's definitely what most shops are doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so you said that you pay to like get for a listing on Etsy?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
So for every product that you put up on to an Etsy shop, it costs 20 cents. And I could put up a listing for, let's say, a pumpkin. I put up that listing, it's 20 cents for that one pumpkin. And then in like the back pages where I'm setting up, I could put that I have 5 pumpkins, or that I can make up to 5 pumpkins. And I put a mark that they're made to order. But so once I sell one pumpkin, that's 20 cents deducted from the amount that I made from that purchase. And then the next pumpkin will go up, and then that's the other 20 cents. So if I put up 20 pumpkins, it doesn't charge me 20 cents for all 5 pumpkins. It only charges me per pumpkin that's sold.
I don't really know much about like online shops. Are there other platforms like Etsy that have like a different price for their listings?
There's other shop, like other websites that you could use that are similar to Etsy, but it's usually not the same kind of product. It's mainly like people reselling their clothes. And I am not too familiar with how much they charge per listing, but I do know they charge a certain amount for everything that you're putting up.
So would you say like Etsy's on the cheaper end? That's easier for people to put their stuff up?
I say it's fair, because the other option would be doing a Shopify, and that I think comes out to be more expensive unless you know you're getting a lot of sales. So I think Etsy, like having that something I do on the side to my job, works for me.
How easy has it been for you to put your stuff on there and like, get customers and get feedback mm-hmm. from customers?
I'm very satisfied, especially now with COVID, because before what I would do is around 2015, I would list my stuff on Etsy, and I'd also work in these pop-up shops like during the holidays. So I'd have business cards as well. I'd give those out to people. They check my Etsy shop, but then they had purchased from me in person at the pop-up shops. And back then, a lot of people didn't really trust Etsy because they had to use PayPal. And again, like PayPal wasn't as familiar of a thing. Now everybody uses stuff like PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. But before it was still pretty sketchy. So it was great to just have my work listed somewhere. And then like back then still like Instagram wasn't that popular. Like people were posting more personal photos. So now with like all the changes and updates that Etsy's made, like now I get paid like direct deposit. And that's very convenient instead of having to pay to take stuff out of PayPal. And then it's easier for other people to make purchases too, because they can use whatever card they want to use to pay. And I know they also now have something, they paired up with someone, like let's say you're selling something that's a few $100s on Etsy, people could pay in installments. So I haven't tried making any purchases like that yet, but so I'm not really sure if the person gets paid the full amount immediately or with each installment. But it's so much easier now. because I did, like, now with the crewmates and selling those, I had people that are like, oh, can I, like, pick one up from you? Can we meet somewhere so I could buy one from you? And it's okay. Like, I appreciate it, but with COVID, I don't want to meet up with people. Because I, like, people could say they're safe, say they got tested, but since the last time they got tested, you don't know who they've been around, and I don't know, like, if I've come in contact with someone going on the train to meet up with them. So it's less risky, just, like, letting me make everything from home where I know no one is sick, and then pack that and ship it to them.
Speaking of COVID, how has that impacted Etsy for you?
I think it's brought more people to the platform. Now, like, on, again, like, with YouTube, there's a lot more people are saying, go to Etsy, list your stuff, I'll check out my stuff. And on TikTok, people are making a lot of videos on how they package their stuff. So that's great for me to see, like, how other people are doing it and applying that to my own Etsy shop. But it's also bringing other people to check on Etsy for whatever's trending right now.
I know I've seen people, like, mm-hmm. TikTok videos when people are doing packaging. Like, I've seen people comment and they're like, well, like, where do you get your stuff from? Mm-hmm. I've seen some people that are like, I don't want anyone to know where I get my product from. And there's people who are very open about it. Has that been, like, an issue for you?
No. Like, luckily for me, like, that's the industry that I'm in career-wise. Like, outside of Etsy, I work with production, so I'm familiar with how much cardboard costs, how much plastic costs, how much I could expect to spend on a sticker. I know contacts in China, so if I need any of that, I have a general idea of where I should look and who I should be speaking to. Packaging is something that I've worked on for, like, past companies that I've worked for. So putting together something for myself, I do want to make it more, look homemade, because it is homemade. I'm doing it from home. But so, like, I like to draw, like, a little something, because I love drawing. So, like, with each thing that I send out, I like to write, like, a personal letter and take my time making it look nice. But I think it's just something that I've always been interested in. I like having the whole, I'd say, like, I have an eye for making sure it looks good color-wise and quality-wise. So putting together packaging wasn't a struggle. But I know it can be it's very easy to go on Amazon and type in cardboard box, and then you just want to get the thing that's going to come the fastest, that's the cheapest. But then once you get that, it's not good quality. So that's something, like, with suggestions that I make for other people, it's like, be careful what you're buying and look at the reviews.
How do you usually find customers? I guess you said your Instagram, you post stuff, but do you, like, mm-hmm. post it anywhere else, or, like, tell family or have business cards?
I used to have business cards. Now I need to make a new one. Right now I'm, like, with the whole rebranding, I'm still not even sure what I really want my shop name to be, because currently I just use my name. And that's, like, with my art account, I just use my name for now. And it's mainly word of mouth. And then I post on my Instagram account. I've kept my private account and my art account separate. So I know the people that are following my art account. I do have some friends, but majority of it are people I don't know. So just posting on my story daily and making regular posts, that's how I get people to go to it. And then again, like, word of mouth, telling family, friends, they share on their story, that gets people to check it out, and they share it with people they know. And then especially, like, with the Among Us crewmates, a lot of people are buying them in pairs. So it's like, oh, I'm getting this for my boyfriend, my girlfriend, I'm getting it for my sister's boyfriend. Like, I always have people telling me, like, who they're sharing it with, which is great for me, because I have a better understanding of, like, who my customer is.
So you said that Etsy has made some changes since you started years ago. Would you say that they were for the better, or has it made it a bit more difficult for you to maneuver around the site?
It's for the better. Being able to make tags, so, like, outside of Instagram and me sharing my stuff on there to get customers, Etsy's now made it easier to create tags and different lists for each of your listings. So I believe there's 2 or 3 different sections that I could go in on each listing to add various tags. And I could also put, like, what my product's made out of. There's one that's, like, what my product is made out of, what it could be used for. There's also, so there's 3 main ones where you could add different tags. And then there's a few other areas where I could select directly, like let's say what color it is. And then if people are doing a search based on color, it could come up in that. And then based on their recommendations of, let me start over. If I'm a customer and I go to Etsy and I type in the color blue, and then the shop puts something up the color blue, if the customer that's searching for blue has looked up things that are very similar to what that shop has listed, that's what will appear when they type in blue into the search bar. But if another customer comes in and types in blue with different interests, that shop might not appear in there.
Oh, so the shop, focuses on like what customers, I guess, viewed or have bought and like directs them towards similar shops.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So being able to get more specific with that and target customers makes it a lot easier and more convenient as a shop.
If there was something that you could change about the platform, what would that be to make it better for make the experience better for you and your customers?
Mm-hmm. It would probably be being able to link other platforms that I'm sharing my work on. So if I could, because right now I could put on my bio on Etsy that, oh, check out my Instagram or check out this for customers that aren't following me on Instagram. That would be nicer just so they could just click a link. Because now there's an Etsy app, which is also a great change that they've made. It's a lot easier to shop. But if there's on the Etsy app, you could go to a shop, and if I could put a link towards my Instagram account, that would be very helpful so they can see what other stuff that I make and get suggestions on what I should be posting on Etsy.
With Etsy, have you ever had to contact the support team? And if so, how well did they cater to your issues?
Not that I could remember. I haven't had to yet.
Good. So that's good. That means everything's going smooth for you. So that's, I guess my last question would be, what advice would you give to someone who wanted to make their own Etsy shop?
Advice I would give is to have an idea of what you want your identity to be as a shop. And don't just start posting right away. I think like you should have your Etsy shop and then have something else on the side, whether it be Instagram and YouTube. But don't share your Etsy until you're ready. Have multiple listings that look very similar, get good photographs. Like a definite way to stand out from other shops is having great photos, because it's a lot of small businesses just working from home. There's a lot of bad photos that are out there. So if you have good photography, that's what gets people to click. And taking the time and spending the extra amount of money to get nice packaging, that's what counts.
Thank you for taking the time.
No problem. Okay. All right.